Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, I was going to share a little story with you today, and maybe it will encourage you. So I do readings, audio Bible readings for women, and I do them in the New Testament, and then I've been doing working my way through Psalms, too. And so I did, let's say, I think it was Romans 15 today, and I uploaded it, and I told Brother Tupos, I said, I think I'm going to read another one. And we let each other know, you know, what we're doing, if we're going to do an audio so the other one's not talking and we can focus. And so I read Psalm 103, and as I was reading it, my heart was rejoicing. I love that one. It's so uplifting and encouraging, and I was like thinking, thank you, Lord. It's just so awesome as I was reading it. And then when I got done with it, I looked at the audio thing and it wasn't going, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just read it again. I get to read it again. And I was like all excited. I thought, this is awesome. It was so, so wonderful to read his word, you know. And so I start the audio. I made sure it was going. And I started reading through it. And for some reason, I kept stumbling over my words. And, you know, I don't mind having a little bit of a minor mistake as I'm doing those. But I kept stumbling, and I stopped the recording, and I got in my flesh. I was like, I'm not even going to do this anymore. I got a little irritated with myself, and I told Brother Tupos, I said, I'm not doing it. And he said, oh, you're not going to read that one? I said, no, I got in my flesh, and I want to make sure I have a pure heart for the Lord while I'm doing this. I don't want to just do it. And I thought I would share that with you because it made me think of this. Colossians 3, 23 and 24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So yeah, that's an awesome thing. But then if we keep reading, this is what I was thinking of. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So yeah, he deserves our best. And I didn't want to just read it in my flesh just for the sake of it getting up on the website. I want to do it for him with a pure heart, out of love and thankfulness and reverence for his word. And I want to make sure I cleanse my flesh of any kind of flesh and to walk in the spirit. And I was also thinking about this, the pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And so I looked up that word pure, and it means clean and clear. I like that. And so we want a clean and clear and pure heart as we do our works unto him. Otherwise, it also makes me think of this, you know, if I were to just go, okay, number three, I'm going to turn it on and I'm going to read it just so I can get it up on the website and be done with that part of a ministry. It's not what I want to do. I want my works done heartily as unto the Lord with a pure heart, rejoicing in them. And I think of this, 1 Corinthians 3:13, the motive for what we do and why we do it. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work and what sort it is. And so as we go about our good works for the Lord, doing it all unto him, we want it all to be good and pure and true with the right motive, joyful no matter what's going on. We want to give him reverence and glory for it all. And those are the ones that will withstand the fires and prove what kind of works they are. Now, if we just go out and do whatever it is that we need to do that he has in front of us, you know, those aren't going to be works that are going to withstand fires, because we're grudgingly and unthankfully doing things like that. We're not content in the works that he gave us. And so anyway, just wanted to share that with you. It's a good lesson for all of us to remember, you know, what is our motive? Is it to serve the Lord with a pure heart, a clean and clear one, and to do works in reverence and glory and thankfulness and contentedness to him? Or is it to just get things done? Because what? Is there something else that we need to be doing? I don't know. Something else that we want to be doing that he didn't give to us? That's not right either. So anyway, I've purged my flesh from any wickedness in this issue, and I'm ready to read it again, which is what I'm going to do after this, and I'm going to rejoice in it. And if I mess it up again, I don't care. I'm going to read it again and be thankful to be able to have eyes to see and a mouth to say it and the words to be able to do it with and the light within me and all of those wonderful things. So anyway, I'm going to let us go with this. Psalm 24, 1 through 5. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I want. All right, sisters, hope that encouraged you as much as it did me doing it, and the good lessons that we learn and reminders that we can give to each other and ourselves. All right, I love you all. May God be praised.